This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 3rd, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Oil and gasoline prices have risen quickly enough to push Washington officials into gear. This afternoon, President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that he has ordered the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation to provide political risk insurance and guarantees for maritime trade moving through the Gulf, adding that the U.S. Navy will begin escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz if necessary to ensure the free flow of energy. Oil prices were already elevated ahead of the U.S. strikes on Iran, but have since climbed sharply. U.S. pump prices are rising quickly. Gasoline prices crossing $3.11 a gallon for the first time since November, according to market data. The $10 jump in oil translates into roughly 24 cents at the pump before refining margins and taxes. Trump's latest announcement targets shipping risk, which is what traders say is driving the latest price spike. Naval escorts, likely the most consequential element of the Trump announcement, which follows a major bottleneck through the key shipping lane. U.S. conducted similar operations in the 1980s during the Iran-Iraq War, when the Navy escorted oil tankers through the Persian Gulf to protect them from attack and keep global oil supplies moving. The Post set Brent crude prices down about 4%, but still over $80 a barrel. The average price for gasoline jumping 11 cents a gallon in the overnight in the U.S. Some drivers in Europe waiting in line to fill their tanks with fuel. Gasoline prices already rising before the U.S. launched strikes on Iran as refiners were shipping over to summer blends of fuel. Crude prices have risen sharply because of the war. Patrick DeHaan with the petroleum analyst Gas Buddy estimating gasoline prices could rise further, but he does doubt the price would reach $4 a gallon in the U.S. Diesel futures climbing at what would be their steepest one-day increase since the first Gulf War. That, according to Dow Jones market data, an ominous sign for economic fallout from the conflict now upending the Middle East. The roughly 14% run-up put contracts for deliveries into New York Harbor next month on pace for their highest close since 2023. That certainly would have impact on the trucking industry. Certainly would touch agriculture as well. President Donald Trump today threatening to end trade with Spain, citing a lack of support over the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran and European nations' resistance to increase its NATO spending. It is unclear how Trump would cut off trade with Spain, given that they are under the umbrella of the European Union. U.S. farmers slowly turning more optimistic about their economic prospects. That according to a new monthly survey from Purdue University and the CME Group. At its latest ag economy barometer, farmers have a slightly better outlook regarding their current economic conditions. Farmers remain largely pessimistic about what their finances will look like in the future, that according to the survey. Michael Langmeyer of Purdue University said many operations still feeling financial pressure compared to 1 year ago, which is evident in their cautious investment strategies and more reserved outlooks for the coming year. Some 44% of survey respondents said their farm operations were worse off in February than they were 1 year ago. In Washington, the market beginning for the House Farm Bill and Democratic lawmakers pushing for legislation to break up U.S. meatpacking companies. I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at cpda.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.